Good morning, members. Let's start with our work. And I'll start by welcome everybody back to Parliament and to this committee. I hope that after constituency work, we have been rejuvenated to take up issues that are related to this committee that we pick up during constituency work. And certainly I've picked up a lot of issues, and I hope that the members have also picked up issues that we must raise during our committee meetings, and hoping that even in questions to the ministers, we'll see a lot of budget-related questions to show that we are concerned about what is happening in our constituencies. But one thing interesting is that I'm surprised that I haven't seen in the media reports about protest actions in Cape Town that took place last week, because Cape Town also feels that pinch like other municipalities. So I was just asking myself, why didn't this one of Cape Town appear in the media? Because all over the country we've been seeing these protests, and they must also concern us as the Joint Budget Committee. But that was just on a lighter note about the protests. We don't like them actually. But at the same time, departments must spend to deliver services to the people. We must ensure that they spend to deliver the service. And quality service, not necessarily service, but quality service. I would also like to indicate that we met last week. We started with our work last week, but we couldn't form a quorum because most members were not available. And we thought maybe it was because it was the first day after recess, but most members were not available on that day. And we then postponed the meeting to today, so that what was supposed to have been presented to us last week will only be presented today. But we must be aware that the postponement also put pressure on us, that at some stage we will have to work under tremendous pressure to finalize some of the reports. What I will also like to raise is that previously we've been having a problem that we need a dedicated research for this committee. And members will recall that we always had pressure when we had to finalize our report to Parliament, that we did not have sufficient information, either sufficient information or documents would not be coming to us on time. And we took up this matter with the power that be in Parliament. And it's still a challenge that support for this committee is taking very slow, and it's taking place at a snail's pace. And I wonder if officials in Parliament haven't as yet realized how important this committee is in ensuring that the oversight function is done effectively. I don't know how we are going to impress it upon them that they must start to realize how important the committee is, and how important it is that Parliament must know how departments spend and what do they spend on. But it's another challenge that we must still engage with And during our experience of the previous financial year, is that it's a struggle for this community. It's a big struggle to get that kind of assistance from Parliament. But it also says, is it us who determine what Parliament must do as members of Parliament, or is it the officials who drive what Parliament must do? That is a question, members, that from time to time we must engage with. I would like to indicate that after the struggle of getting a dedicated research, whether in the form of two researchers or at least one researcher, Parliament has appointed a new researcher with effect from the 1st of this month, so that the person can work with Joint Budget Committee on a full-time basis. But we hope that, as expressed in our meeting with Parliament officials, that the person will not be taken from the committee from time to time to do other work besides the JBC work. That's why earlier on I referred to whether Parliament, the officials of Parliament, understand what challenge do we have in front of us as the Joint Budget Committee. So we have Kaya, you must finish, I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for him to finish. Remember, next week we also have an oversight visit to National Treasury, to the Reserve Bank, to South African Revenue Services. And those who haven't as yet confirmed who are here must confirm with the committee secretary their availability, because we are finalizing arrangements. The NCOP will be on provincial week, but those from the NA, National Assembly, should finalize with the committee secretary so that at least everything can be prepared in time and that we do not experience any problem. We have Yes, we have Kaya Mfondo. Mfono. Oh, it's more than H. Okay. Kaya Mfono. Kaya is our new researcher. Here he is on my right hand side. And we hope that Kaya has the necessary energy that we need in the Joint Budget Committee. I don't want to talk about you, Kaya, but it's nice when somebody tells people that, you know, this is what I have done, so that when committee members in future engage me, I mustn't answer on your behalf, but I will remind them that he said this, and can you make him account? So I think it's better that way. So I give you just a minute or two to tell the committee who you are.
Good morning, honorable members. My name is Kaya Mfono. I'm the new researcher who is going to provide services of research to the Joint Budget Committee. I have got experience in monitoring and evaluation of projects funded by the NHC. I was managing the entire account of those particular projects as the National Heritage Council. And at the same time, I've been lecturing for 5 years in financial management and financial accounting.
You know, it's good that he said it himself. You It's good that he said it himself. Like I said, so that when he engages with us, committee members will remember, will recall his voice when he mentioned what he has just mentioned. Yeah, thanks very much, Kaya. Members, we will now look at. Oh, yes, Hanif will be, just for your information, Hanif Abdul will be with us for the whole month. He'll be taking Kaya on board on the work that he's been doing, so that there's a smooth transition. And we hope that Kaya will give his energy, all your energy, to the committee, and that we hope that Peran, because now Peran is no longer new, he came in May, that Peran will give you that good relation, working relationship, because if the two of you don't have a good working relationship, we'll have serious problems, and it will be a collision. So we hope that the two of you will work together very well, and that Hanif, you should have influenced it, that at least you must have gender balance in the community support. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, you couldn't do that influence. I thought you would do it. Yeah, but I was just mentioning it by the by. What we need is we need skills that can help us do our oversight work properly. Mr. Schema?
No, thanks, Chair. I'm just going to just make a comment that I trust and I take it that that from the Chair's side, the co-chairs, that there'd be maybe an opportunity to sit down with Kaya as the new committee researcher to actually go through what is it that we actually are wanting as a joint budget committee. Because I think it would be important that it come from yourselves and perhaps the WIP as well, just as to what type of content we're looking for and what type of research we're looking for as a committee. So I thought I should just raise that. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Honourable Member. We had our initial meeting this morning. So that was the only time that was available to us. And we hope that we have registered our expectations well with him. But also to indicate to you that we'll be taking him along during next week's oversight work, so that he can start to familiarize himself with the issues that we deal with, and so that he can at the same time establish the working relation with National Treasury, the other people that we will be working with, that when he talks and asks for information from them, they would already know a face that is requesting for that information. So he will be going with us, but we have already met with him. But that meeting doesn't say that that was the first and last. We will from time to time have meetings with him and his manager, because he can understand what we want. And if the manager doesn't, to give him support, nothing will take place. So we will continue to have interaction with his manager or supervisor. Then, members, I think we must now go to our agenda. I think I must also indicate that the co-chairperson is not available. He's on a tour, I think it's a study tour to Australia. Yes. The NCOP part of it has gone to Australia last weekend. They're still there. So he will not be with us. That's the apology I can give from his side. We have agenda items. We are going to look at the first quarter expenditure report, which is item 4. We are going to make it item 2. Then, thereafter, look at item 3. Item 2, review and adoption of minutes. It will be difficult because we don't form a quorum. So I don't think that we will finalize it today, although our minutes are too old. some of them are old that we were supposed to have adopted them long ago, but I don't know if that I can see your hand.
Chair, perhaps just as an emergency, I think our quorum is probably three more members, if I'm correct. If that is the case, we can go and get some members and put the, just refer, you know, this item to later. If we can just get what the number is for the quorum, it's possible for us to do 50% of the minutes now.
Okay.
The committee has 18 members, so a quorum is 6 plus 1 is 10. There are 6 members here. But my concern would be that the NCOP is underrepresented with only one member from the House. So we need 10 members.
Yeah, even if the NCOP is not fully represented, as long as there's at least a member from the NCOP, we can adopt the minutes. So we'll take it at a later stage.
Through your chairperson, it was 15 that is the official number, but I came to correction, that's why I don't want to delay the meeting. But if we can get the exact number that we need to go and get, I shall go down to the chief whip's office and just put through an announcement.
Ten members, ma'am. We need 10 members. We have 6.
Mr. Colon?
I was under the impression that we have a new member with us, hoping that you would be introducing him in the right way when time comes.
Thanks very much. Thanks very much. That was an oversight on my part. And I should have started with that one. And my apology, Honorable Member. We have Honorable Swart. Honorable Swart, remember that we were working with Honorable Ravi previously from the TA. Now Honorable Swart is replacing Honorable Ravi, and he will be with us from henceforth. And Honorable Swart, he's been engaged, I think I met him several times in the finance committee. Maybe that's why it was an oversight on my part. But I really apologize for that. And I hope that we are going to have a good working relationship with you. And indicate that we have developed this kind of relationship with all members who are members of the Joint Budget Committee. That we were not doing our work partisan, but we were focusing on what do we want from the department, regardless of whether you are ANC or DA or minority front, that we wanted performance from the department. And I hope that that is also the approach that we are going to have with you, that our main focus will be to the department perform. Because we allocate funding to them, Parliament allocates, we approve their budget, but at the end of the day, we want to know whether they utilize that budget efficiently and effectively, and that's our concern. That's why, for sure, we are not different in approach from the way COPPA does its work. Yeah. So you should be free, even during our meetings, to raise issues. Issues that are of concern with regards to spending by department, just feel free. We don't restrict anyone in our meetings. That's why I said we are non-partisan. Whether ANC or DA, that is not priority. Priority is to the department utilize the funds as they had promised. Yeah, thanks. Honorable Fabs has requested that the minutes must be adopted, so which means that what we will do, Kevin, I think we must first take this report. And after the report, look at the minutes. We looked at them previously, but just to check if there's anything. Adopt the minutes and continue with the next report. We'll see how far we have gone with the quarterly report. So that's the approach that we are going to take, members. I give over to Hanif. Hanif, the first item.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, honorable members. The report in front of the members are the first quarter expenditure report. It's the first draft. It is a very...
Just a moment. I made an omission. Members, can I give you homework? Even telephonically, you can communicate with me. That we made an arrangement with National Treasurer. After the issues that we raised with them about the kind of information they give us on the Section 32 report, they have made a special request that we give them a framework. We've already done so, but I think we need your input as well. That what do you want to be included in the Section 32 report from National Treasurer? So I'm just calling for your views on what you expect, but we have already done the work as Chairpersons. Or as the management committee in terms of what you want. I do want to take your views on board. So as we leave this meeting, we must have that understanding and make comments so that they can be included. I think from now onwards, not from now, but maybe from the next report, we'll get additional information besides what we have been getting on and on. That we had complained that those reports were not assisting us that much. Yeah. So I wanted to raise that one before Hamish back so that we would know that, like we had said, that our reports must change the way we've been structuring them. Indeed, they will change. Honorable Chairman, do you want to come in before we start?
Comrade Chair, I was just going to ask, is it possible we could get some sort of indication as to what you sent through to National Treasury? Because if they would help us before we start giving you suggestions or inputs. I don't know if there's something that you've actually sent in written form, but if there's something that we could have a look at just so that we are then on board. Thanks.
We'll follow up on that one.
Thank you, Chairperson. As I said earlier, this is the first draft of the first quarter report. What it does, it basically just highlights. Firstly, I should say that the figures for the first quarter expenditure became available last week, Wednesday, so it was the first of the month, so the figures became available. So the only information that was available to me for drafting this report was financial information, basically looking at departments' expenditure, and the figures were categorized in, as usual, total expenditure and current budgets, transfer budgets and capital budgets, and then the expenditure for that particular month, and then the overall expenditure as well. So that was the only information that was available up until now. So the reason for this meeting is to go for presenting this document is to get input from members as to what information needs to be added to the information that's here already. Because what's going to happen, I'm going to hand over this document to Kaya, and he will be implementing or incorporating all the comments that the members were raising in this meeting. Okay, the document as it is in front of the members right now is divided into four sections. It looks at total expenditure by departments for the first quarter, and then it gives an overview of what current expenditure was, transfer expenditure and capital expenditure. And unfortunately, it doesn't include any information on what the department spent the money on or what the outcomes of this expenditure was. Those information also will have to write to these departments to find out what the impact of the expenditure was. And if we move on to the first part, which is total expenditure, you'll see that departments during the first quarter of the 2007-2008 financial year spent 66.7 billion rand. The total budget for national departments for the current financial year is 299 billion rand. So 66 billion was, 7 was spent in the first quarter, which is 22.33% of the total national budget. And this is fairly, it's almost 10 billion more than last year's expenditure in the first quarter, where departments spent 55.7 billion in the first quarter, or it's a slight increase in percentage expenditure as well. You'll see that last year departments spent 21% during the first quarter, this year they spent 22%, so it's a 1% increase in expenditure for this financial year, and it's a much bigger amount as well because the total budget at national level is bigger. Okay. You'll see that the departments spent 9.1% during April, 7.2% during May, and then 5.9% during June. So there was a gradual decrease in expenditure over the first 3 months of the financial year. And if you look at last year's figures, you'll see that departments spent 7% during each of the first 3 months of the financial year. So last year there was a constant level of expenditure, and this year there's a decrease in expenditure over the first 3 months of the financial year. The first table in the document, look at total expenditure. You'll see there that it will be, the first column will shows you the total budgets of the department for the financial year. And then the second column is expenditure up until the end of the first quarter. Then it's percentage that that's the expenditure represents of the total budget. And then the next column is how much the department spent last year. So you can see there's a comparison. You can see that the difference between last year's first quarter expenditure and this year's first quarter expenditure. And then the last three columns shows expenditure per month in the first quarter, which is April, May, and June. So if you look at those numbers, you'll see that there's a few departments that stand out immediately. You'll see that there's, which I'll just discuss later on, just to highlight those departments, you'll see that the first one is the provincial and local government department. They only spent 5.4% of their budget during the first quarter, but there's reasons for that. As we know, the Department of Provincial and Local Government transfers money thrice per year, and that the first transfer will happen in July, so a huge amount of money will be transferred to local and provincial government in July. And then if you go down the list, you will see that education once again spent quite a bit of money during the first quarter, and that is usual. You'll see that this year they spent 48%, last year they spent 47%, and the reason for that is because the department transfers money to tertiary institutions, so what they do is they transfer at the beginning of the year quite a big sum of money. The Department of Sports and Recreation, you'll see, spent quite a bit as well. They spent 31% in the first quarter, which is more than 1 billion rand that was spent. But if you look at the breakdown of this expenditure, and I will discuss it later as well, you'll see that most of that money was transfer expenditure to provincial level for the building of stadiums. So, and expenditure of the current budgets and the capital budgets is still low as usual, as previously, as we picked up previously. And if you look at expenditure per month for the Department of Sports and Recreation, you'll see that during April the department spent 6%, and then during May they spent a big amount, which is 25%, so it looks like a big transfer happened in May, and then in June they only spent less than 1% of the budget. Okay, the next department that stands out is the Department of Defense, who only spent 4 billion of the budget during the first quarter, but which is only 16% of the total budget. And then agriculture, you'll see they only spent 18%, housing spent 16% during the first quarter, and whereas last year they spent 20% of the budget during the first quarter, so you'll see there's a decrease in expenditure for the Department of Housing in this year's first quarter. On the next page, page 3, what stands out there is the Department of Public Enterprises. If you look at the E&E, the Department of Public Enterprises has a budget of 1.06 billion rand, And at the end of the first quarter, they've already spent 1.5 billion rand, but there's a reason for that, and I'll discuss it later on. So, of the total budget they were allocated at the beginning of the financial year, they've already spent 98% of that budget. And last year, they only spent 20% of the budget at, in the first quarter of the financial year. Okay, if you look at this whole table, you'll see that there are 9 departments who spent equal or more than 25% of their total budgets during the first quarter of the financial year, and that is the Department of Arts and Culture, Government Communication and Information Services, Education, Labour, Social Development, Sports and Recreation of Africa, Environmental Affairs and Tourism, Minerals and Energy, and Public Enterprises. The remaining 25% of departments spent less than 25% of total budgets during the first quarter. The following departments that is highlighted in the document are departments who spend either much more than 25% or much less than 25% of the total budgets during the first quarter. The first department that I looked at was the Department of Public Enterprises. And like I said earlier, this department spent 1.06 billion rand of the budget thus far, which is 98, they've spent 1.05 billion rand of their total budget at the end of the first quarter, which is 98% of their budget. And then of this 1.5 billion spent thus far by the department, 1.25 billion was transfer expenditure by the department. Current expenditure for the department thus far was only 20% of the current expenditure in the first 3 months. Okay. And but if you look at the approved drawings of national revenue, which we received that and received that document from National Treasury, if you look at that document that was handed over to National Treasury, that document basically it highlights the amount of money the department's planned drawing from Treasury each month. It shows that the department only planned drawing 438 million during the first 3 months, but they spent more than 1 billion. So there's already a difference between the amount of money that they spent and the amount of money that they planned drawing from National Treasury. But it's important then also to note that the Minister of Finance indicated that about 3 billion was set aside as contingency money for this department, and the money will be allowed for unforeseeable and unavoidable expenditure by the department. And I think that is why the department spent the amount of money that they spent thus far. But the money would only become available once approval of business plans and outstanding regulatory requirements were fulfilled. So those were probably fulfilled by the department before they were allowed to spend this money. But I'm not sure this is speculation. Okay, move on to the Department of Education. The Department of Education thus far spent 7.8 billion or 48% of their total budget. And as I said, most of this is transfer expenditure, mostly going to tertiary institutions. And if you look at last year's expenditure, last year the department spent 6.7 billion rand, which was 47% of last year's budget. So normally the Department of Education spent a huge amount of the money during the first quarter. But if you break it down to economic classification, you'll see that the department only spends 11% of the current budget, and this is the money that normally goes to compensation of employees and acquisition of goods and services for those employees. So there's also a problem. And those are the people that oversee the policy issues within the department and see if everything works properly at lower levels of government. 50% of total budget was spent, transfer budget was spent, and 27% of capital budget was spent during the first 3 months of the financial year. Even though the department spent 48% of the total budget, it is still less than what they plan to draw from National Treasury. they spent 7.8 billion thus far, but they plan to draw 8.4 billion from National Treasury during the first quarter, if you look at those drawing figures that Treasury gave us. Excuse me. Okay, moving on to the Department of Sport and Recreation. The department thus far spent just over 1 billion rand, which is 51% of the total budget. And this is significantly higher than the previous financial year, where the department only spent 77 million during the first quarter of the financial year. But yeah, this year they obviously have a much bigger budget. Of the 1 billion spent thus far, 982 billion was transfer expenditure. And if you look at expenditure if you break it down into economic classification, you'll see that only 10% of the current budget, once again, was spent by the department. And we picked this up last year as well, where the department don't spend the money on compensation of employees, and what happens at the end of the year, money gets moved from that or via it to other line budgets in the department. So that could once again be a problem for the department. And if you look at expenditure per month, you'll see that the department only spent 0.78% of their budget during the month of June. The Department of Local Government, here the department shows that the department was the lowest spender. At the end of the first quarter, they only spent 1.56 billion rand of the budget, which is 5% of the budget. And then 96% of that amount that they spent was transfer expenditure to local government, to local government level. And the reason for this low expenditure, as I said earlier, was because money gets paid every 4 months by the department. There's every 4 months. So the first payment will be in July, then the next time, the first payment will be in July, then 4 months later will be in November, a big amount will be transferred, and then again in February. If you look at last year, it was expenditure by the department, you see that 6 billion was transferred in July last year, and then 5 billion in November, and then 8 billion in February. So we expect the first payment to happen next month, so that will bring the department's expenditure up to the level that is much higher level. Moving on to the Department of Home Affairs, there was a second lowest spending department during the first quarter. They spent 492 million rand, or 14% of the budget during the first quarter. The department only spent 4% of the budget during April, and then 6% during May, and then again 4% during June. And if you compare that to the amount that they plan to draw from Treasury during the first quarter, it's much lower. The department planned to draw almost 700 million during the first quarter, but they only spent 492 million during the first quarter. And if you look at the last year's expenditure, we will remember that the department spent or underspent its budget by 8% or 237 million rand. Sorry. The department looks like there's a problem once again. And if we look at the economic classification, we'll see that the department only spent 16% of the current budget thus far. They've spent 25% of the transfer budget and only 1.6% of the capital budget thus far. Okay, the Department of Housing, they spent 16% of the budget, which is 1.5 billion, during the first quarter. They spent 4% during April, 6% during May, and then during June, they only spent 4% of the budget. And here, once again, the department spent less than the amount they planned to draw from National Treasury, which was 1.8 billion rand. And at the end of the previous financial year, the department underspent the budget by 171 million rand, or 2.3%. And if you look at once again economic classification, you'll see that there once again there's a problem with current expenditure, where the department only spent 12% of the budget, and then 70% of the transfer budget, and then of the capital budget, they only spent 13% of the budget. If the members feel that any of the other departments needs to be added here to this list of departments that I've identified we can always we will incorporate it afterwards, and we also need to write to these departments as well to find out what the reasons were for these levels of expenditure.
Thanks, Hanif. Before we take presentation on the different categories of expenditure, can I ask for comments from members? Honorable Shema?
Thanks, Comment Chair. On pages 3 and 4, certainly, where it's given list of the various departments and the reasons, I think, as we previously requested as well, is that we would want to have a little bit more background information. For instance, public enterprises. I don't think we can assume that because the Minister of Finance said something, that is the reason why they necessarily spend so much. I think we need to get actual hard information from the departments. And my same in terms of the Department of Education, Hanif has actually, while he's been going reading through or taking us through it, he's telling us that the high expenditures because of transfers to financial or tertiary institutions, should I say. But that's not reflected in here. It doesn't say that in here. So I think that needs to be double checked. It might well be, and that it needs to be reflected in here. In the documentation, the report we've got. The same would apply to the Department of Sport and Recreation. I don't think we can just assume that it's for construction of stadium or stadia. I think we need to find out and get that information. I think also the other comments I'd make is in terms of provincial and local government, the months in which they make the payments, is that a set standard of the department? And if so, I think we just need to reflect that in here, so that we don't have stuff going in here that we think might be correct, and then afterwards we find out it's not correct. Thanks, Chair.
Yeah, thanks, Honourable Member. Honourable Dambuza.
Thanks, Chair. I think some of the points I was going to raise have been covered, but I also want to speak to the Department of Provincial and Local Government. If this is their decision to make the payments in July, well, I don't know, because now we don't have the previous report, the last quarter report, because I think that report is going to also to assist us if we want to monitor the performance of provincial and local government. Because if in our last quarter we have mentioned that their expenditure patterns, what were they using between April and June? Well, where did they get the funding for their project? So I think that report, the last quarter report, is also going to assist us to monitor this department. And then secondly, I'm worried about the science and technology, because that department is very much important to the economy of this country. But seemingly the spending patterns on the first quarter, I'm not happy about their spending patterns, but I think we need to get more information on that one. And then on housing, I think housing, we've got a very big challenge. I don't understand why they spend less than what they have planned to. So as Comrade Greg has mentioned, that we need a detailed report, written information from this department, so that when we make them to account, we must know that we make them to account on the verified information that has been provided by them in writing. The last one is the sport and recreation. Chair, I think this department, I don't know how to say, Because if we can get a report that says they don't pay the compensation of the employees, they still move the budget. They do this violent thing. We still need, because I think this project they've got a huge challenge that they must spend whatever they're thinking. We'd rather say they've overspent, but at the same time we need to check the impact of the budget. For instance, even the Department of Education, if they can spend like this, but we need to get the information, what they have spent on. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Honorable Member. Whilst I'm still waiting for further comments, I think what must also be taken on board, you see, with provincial and local governments, in this report, Hanif has indicated that their final transfer to local government is in February. And I think we must probe deeper into this because it's strategic. Remember that February is the end of the financial year. That's when people, departments move to the March spike. And transferring at that time of the year gives them enough room of fiscal dumping. So there must be further probe into that one so that we could see how to interact with the portfolio committee or ensuring that maybe they rearrange their transfers rather than give them that opportunity for fiscal dumping. The other thing that members referred to, the sports and recreation, I think there must also, like one of you has indicated, that we need to get further information in terms of their spending. You ask yourself, I know that although it hasn't come to us officially, the report of the Department of, the Portfolio Committee on Transport, is when it went on its oversight function during, before, just before we went for research, that they found that municipalities did not have transport, some municipalities, whole cities did not have transport infrastructure plans for 2010. So you ask yourself, is sports transferred? You must ensure that it's transferred for the construction of cities. But construction in cities, but also that plans were provided for. Although it was in the MTBPS that the plans will be completed by the end of December, but we know that at the beginning of the year there were problems in different municipalities. So that must also be clarified. I think the other thing that you must do is to link the fourth quarter report spending to this spending so that we can see those high spenders at the end of the financial year vis-a-vis what they have currently spent in the first quarter, whether there's a great decline in spending now, although we've seen that many departments have started at sort of a higher note in the first month then went down, but we must link the high spenders to the current report of the first quarter. I think the other one that you must also look at I talked about DPLG for the recreation linking to the fourth quarter and the high spender. Oh yes, education. Education, we must also check transfers to provinces. Because in your report you indicate that it's transfers to tertiary institutions, but we know that that's the time when they transfer to the provinces as well. So that when we check whether, because one other challenge that we have with education is that they transfer both education and health. They transfer, but is there monitoring of how the funds were spent? Honorable Dambuza, you had raised science and technology. And I think science and technology, we, in the past, we haven't given it much attention, but when you look at the first 3 months, it started from 9% to 3% spending. Spending gradually declined, which says there's a problem. Although overall spending for the quarter is at 20%, but the fact that it ended up in June spending 3%, it gives an indication of something that we may not be willing to know about, or which may arouse our curiosity. DPLG, they must give us, let's not ask you why they were spending low in the 3 months. Let them give us the reasons why is that the case. But we must also, with the departments that do big transfers, departments of health, education, I'm just giving examples, health, education, DPLG, housing, we must also know about their internal spending, in-house spending, not necessarily the transfers. Because the transfers will give you another picture as if the department is spending well, whereas they are not. So their own spending at national level, what is the situation? Wonder if there are other fellow comments, Honorable Swas, I've noted you.
Thank you, Chair. I didn't see that report, unfortunately, but I'm just wondering whether the transfers
Do you have a copy?
No, unfortunately not. The DPLG transfers, whether the reason for that is not maybe the fact that the annual financial year ends differ from the central government and provincial government, because their budgets only start on the 1st of July, and the transfers may be affected on different dates because of that. I'm just asking the question because I don't know, but I think it's good that we just find out what the situation is there.
Before I give you Honorable Dambuza, it's important for us to get it from the department so that, although we know that municipal government financial year starts in July, but they need to give us the results. And we must also be aware of the fact that transfer in February is a good residue of the March spike. So if they do transfers every 4 months, they must restructure it in such a way that it will not cater for them to do the March February spending. And you must also check whether the transfers, first transfer is a huge chunk, or whether the second, and we must also look at the picture. Because my fear is, it's one of the departments that haven't been spending well. Hasn't, and at the same time when we check the stability that has been there in the country during the recent months. Like I said, it's no church, but we must get it from them. Honorable Dambuza.
Thanks, Jefferson. The one of the departments I'm also registering here is the Department of Water Affairs and Forestry. And we all know that we have got this mandate or whatever time frame that by end of this financial year must already dealt away, or it's not reduction, with total eradication of a packet system. So, well, I think we need a report from this department. How far have we gone? Is there a possibility that we can mark this? Thanks.
Yeah, before I give you honorable thoughts, I think from the research and the figures, the Department of Water, Earthways and Forests, the way the honorable member has raised it, this year they're supposed to eliminate the bucket system. And they must clearly give us an indication of how they are going, what their plan is, so that as we do our oversight, we also look at that eradication of the bucket system. They must give us their plan of spending for this financial year on the bucket, on the eradication of the bucket system, so that we can even give information to the portfolio committee. So you must highlight that one. I don't know whether, but anyway, it should come from you. I was also thinking of, remember that water is a basic service. And maybe we also need to know how many people, not sometimes it's necessary to quantify, although it should be with quality. How many people will they reach with provision of water for this year? So they must indicate it to us. Honorable Dambusa, I think it's you or Shineman earlier on who raised for housing. Is it, Yeah, there must be more information on housing. Actually, I want us to elaborate further on housing. What do we want? Because throughout the country, besides service delivery, people are protesting about the houses they get. So we must also make input with regards to housing. What do we want? What information do we want on housing? I noted Honorable Fabs. Actually, it's Honorable Fabs who will come in, then I've noted the others.
On the housing, that was not my actual input though, but I've got the idea that you wanted us to rather make an input on housing at the moment. Is that correct? Okay, that's so moving away from what I wanted to say, just on the housing though, if one looks at the portfolio committee's work that has been done, and I'm only looking at that from the reports we've had in the House, a lot has been done in that respect, and one I think may want to just engage with them to find out what aspects of that the oversight visits they've had may be able to assist us in probing the budget. And in referencing to the budget, and in going back to the reports that they have made, it's quite clear that there's been a failure somewhere along the system in the delivery of housing in monitoring the project with respect to delivery against payment. There's just a disjuncture in this. Payments get made, delivery does not get made. Delivery gets made, payments don't get made. Now, I think that that's not really a policy issue so much as trying to find out what systems are in place on the financial management of the delivery of housing itself. But I don't think we can do this without first engaging with the Housing Portfolio Committee in this regard.
Yeah, thanks, Honorable Member. You are correct. Honorable Koloni, is it on housing? Because I want us first to finish this one of housing.
I think after Honorable House has contributed, I have less to say because I have just been trying to figure out in my mind as what best could be done in terms of creating a window for the portfolio chairs to interact with, to interface with this report. Because to me, it serves a better sense when one is conducting an oversight on a given portfolio, because they have set plans per department upon which this can be benchmarked. You know, I don't know what is it that we can do to have that relationship, to create that harmony, because it can be of great use for the chairpersons of portfolio committees. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Honorable Member. There are no further comments on housing for Honorable Shimima.
Okay, just on that, you know, during the debate, the budget work debate on housing, we raised in that debate, speakers in that debate, should I say, raised the fact that the department needs to put a lot more emphasis on monitoring those transfer funds.
Yeah.
Whilst it's a responsibility, those funds are transferred to provinces, and it's a responsibility of provinces to ensure that those funds are utilised. We raised the point was raised that the national department still must track those funds and find out what's happening. And as the Honourable Phelps has correctly stated as well, also linking the payment with delivery, because what's been happening as well is that payments are made but delivery doesn't take place. So the minister then responded in that debate, and we can just check the exact words that she's used, but she did respond in that debate that the department is setting up or was putting in the necessary expertise and capacity to actually monitor those funds right through to the end. So from the time that it leaves the department to the time that it's actually used and the end product is actually delivered. So perhaps it might be useful for us to have an engagement with the department and the committee, but to find out particularly from the department, because if you look at their budget over the next 3 years, it's increasing significantly. Significant increases. And I speak as a member of that particular portfolio committee. One of the things that we've been raising, and we have been just highlighting, is whether there's that capacity to use those funds, number one, but secondly, and probably more important, to actually monitor how they are used. And in addition to that, you know, one of the things that has been coming out is the quality of houses. Now, the department has put in all the necessary procedures. We've got this National Home Builders Registration Council in HBRC. And that's what we want to find out, is how they actually monitor. I mean, we've got examples here in Cape Town, more recent examples, etc. And we need to just find out, because that relates to the use of money and what value we're getting for that expenditure. So I'm suggesting that we may want to actually have some in-depth discussions around the whole monitoring and the use of housing funds. Thanks, Chair.
Yeah, thanks, Honourable Member. So, whilst you were speaking, I was also thinking that what I've observed in the way the department reports is, instead they would tell you that there are so many, for instance, in a financial year, there are so many approvals, the combined approvals, the combined uncompleted houses, and the houses that they have delivered as one item, which also makes it difficult to monitor the actual spending on the project. That if an approval means that you've given somebody a house, when is it an approval? When an incomplete house, you can still report that it's what you have already given to people. But maybe, like you say, that we must have an interaction with the portfolio committee and even the department themselves. which therefore says at a later stage when we complete the report, we'll have to prioritize the departments that we'll have to call immediately. We'll have to do that priority. Alright, Honorable Shinyaman, can you assist us? I think if I'm correct, yeah, the Department of Housing wants to establish an agency for delivery of houses. Can you clarify us on that one? Because I know that there are many structures, the Tuvelisha, the what, which are responsible for assisting the department. But can you clarify us on that one? Agency.
I know about Tuvelisha, for instance. I don't think I'm the right one to necessarily giving all the, to say what they're planning to do, but Tuvelisha, for instance, has been mandated. Because what the department did is they've restructured and they've relooked at all the agencies that they had and redefined their roles. And for instance, Tuvelisha is the entity, was the body under housing that is responsible for actually delivering housing. They're actually the developer, if you want to call them that. How they do it, that's another story, who they use. But they're the ones that are actually driving these processes throughout the country now. You caught me a little off guard because I'm trying to figure out now what agency. I might have missed something somewhere. But they're the one that's been established, or their role has been redefined. But you've also got National Housing Finance Corporation, and their role's been redefined in some ways. You've got a whole lot of other entities as well. I don't know if that helps.
Okay. No. I think when we engage with the department, because one thing we must be wary of and even highlight to the portfolio committees is the establishment of agencies when departments cannot deliver, and departments establishing agencies which are going to do what they are supposed to be doing as departments, but because they are failing to deliver, then they establish agencies. But that one of housing, agency, let's just suspend it until we interact with the department. Then, any further comments, Honorable Fox?
Hey, yes, I know that you've probably done public enterprises, and if this question was asked, or comment made, please just let me know. The excessive expenditure on this in the transfer, for example, which occurred last year, by the looks of things, I'm looking on page 5, is it? Page 3. And the continued, almost a slight over-expenditure, if you look at the previous year as well. Now, over here, in looking at the transfer, it talks about having spent virtually the whole of their budget on the transfer expenditure. It would have been useful to know very clearly, and I've no doubt this will be given to us later under transfers, was this for the pebble bed reactor? What was it actually for there? Is that going to be explained to us under the transfers, that massive transfer that we have just seen? So it's a question. And then the impact of the InfroCo funding on this as well. Because at one stage we were going to be having, as you know, an opportunity to get input from the minister in this regard. I think it was the Minister of Communications, if I'm not mistaken, on the InfroCo. Now, what is the relationship between that huge expenditure? Is it all related to transfers there? The one with InfroCo, etc., is it related to the 1 odd billion, is that right? 1.2025 billion.
things, Honorable Member, before I give you Honorable Schneeman. On that page 3, the last paragraph says that the minister indicated that about 3 billion was set aside for contingency money. Was that for public enterprises? How does that contingency money come into the picture under public enterprises?
Chairperson, that 3 billion was specifically, I don't know if that's, maybe Treasury is, I don't know if Treasury wants to respond.
No, I don't want to.
Okay. The 3 billion was set aside for the, for public enterprises, it was with regard to the people being modular reactor and integral. But the funding is, if you read the last sentence, it said that the funding is subject to the approval of business plans and resolutions of outstanding regulatory requirements. So that money is there for public enterprises, but those requirements need to be fulfilled before they receive those money.
You see my problem is contingency money. And we expect that in the budget it will be an allocation to them. Not necessarily contingency, because contingency, the way it's reflected here, it's like there's already something in the kitchen of contingency funds that has to do with these enterprises. That's why I wanted clarity from you, because when you wrote this report, was it based on, are you talking about the allocation, or are you talking about in the contingency fund, a $3 billion set aside for public enterprises?
Chairperson, if you look at the E&E, the budget for the department is only 1.06 billion rand. So the 3 billion is in the contingency reserve. It's not allocated to the department in the E&E. So it's not there. It is there for them, but it's not part of the main appropriation at the beginning of the financial year.
Yeah, you see the importance, and that's why I said it comes under public enterprises. And if it comes under public enterprises, it means that the 3 billion is reserved for public enterprises. That's what the clarity that I wanted. That they know that in contingency fund they've got 3 billion, which other departments cannot use. And it's meant for them. So that's the clarity that I wanted. Is that the case?
That is the question. Yes,
Honorable Fox.
You know, your comments as well have also helped me, but they've also created more questions. Because now what I'd like to know is 3 billion on the contingency. On what basis was the allocation of 3 billion made? And to what? Is it 50-50? No, 50% Pebble Bank, 50% interest, you know? What's informing the 3 billion in the very first place? And there's no indication just that we've thrown the dice and here's your, you know, 3 billion cut. I'm not satisfied with that, and I think Treasury must come and really tell us exactly how they arrived at the figure of 3 billion to allocate, and in which way is the allocation 10-20% one way, 80% another way, and what are the risks? Because a contingency creates the impression, I mean, it's a contingency, it's in case something goes wrong. Contingency also relates to things that occur beyond your control, like by divine intervention or something, a flood, an earthquake, and so on. Is this a flood and an earthquake, or is it because we have got figures, and because this is of such a risk, somebody has told us that, internationally speaking, when you put down this kind of research and pebble bed reactor, you've got to allocate 50% of what you intend spending as a contingency. I've no idea, Chief. I've no idea what informs this. Yeah.
I think it's noted. But treasurer will have to provide us with the reasons. I think Ms. Pap put it clear. How did a treasurer arrive at that 3 billion and even putting it in the contingency fund? And putting it in the contingency fund, what are the risks that they could foresee with both the PBMR and Infraco, which made them put it in the contingency fund? So that must be taken note of for follow-up with Mr. Treasury. Further comments, Honorable Shlema?
Sorry, Chair, just two quick things. The first relates to the Department of Sport and Recreation on page 4. The second sentence, it's basically comparing the expenditure of this first quarter to the expenditure of the first quarter in the previous financial year. And I'm not sure that one can really do that, because if we recall that the first allocations for stadium construction were made last year during the adjustments of national expenditure. So in the first quarter of the last financial year, there had been no allocations whatsoever yet for stadium construction. So I think we need to just be careful about comparing the high expenditure as opposed to low expenditure in the first quarter of the last financial year, because you can't really compare. It's not apples with apples at all. It's two totally different budgets, if I could put it that way. So I think we just need to just rectify the way that's written there, because we can't compare
that. Just hold on. I would request the researchers that if there's anything they want to clarify, they must just raise their hands, because what you are raising is important for them to hear what you are saying, so that they can take it up. So I don't think that they heard you in the last portion of your input. Can you repeat it?
Yeah, no, Chair, what I'm really saying is that I don't think we can fairly compare the two first quarters, the last financial and this financial year, because there had been no allocations in last year's budget initially for stadium construction, and these amounts here are basically amounts towards stadium construction and transfers. So I think that we just need to relook at how we've worded that, because we're not comparing apples with apples here. We're comparing actually two different budgets, in effect, because now we're busy with stadium construction. And the only time that funds were transferred to the department for stadium construction was in last year during the adjustments of national expenditure. So I think we just need to correct the way we've written that. But in addition, I thought I should just perhaps also make a suggestion that perhaps we would want to have an engagement or discussion with the Department of Sport and Recreation, because they now are getting significantly higher budget allocations, although most of it will probably be for transfers. But we need to find out how they're monitoring those funds, because one of the things that did come up in our previous interactions with them was, I think, it was the high vacancy rate that they had in terms of personnel. And those would be something that we would need to look at, so that we as a committee are then assured that they have the capacity to monitor the expenditure of those funds and also to transfer those funds on time. But Chair, just another point in terms of water and forestry. It's something that came up somehow during the Portfolio Committee on Transport's visit to the Free State to look at the 2010 preparations. And it actually came up there that they're going to have a problem. Somehow it slipped in, I'm not too sure how, but it did come up that they're going to have a problem in meeting the commitment of eradicating the bucket system. So I think that the comments that were made, that we need to be following up and yourself, I would concur with that, because certainly the Free State indicated that there's going to be a challenge in meeting that commitment by the end of the year.
Yeah, thanks, Honourable Member. You are correct. Sports, in our interaction last year, even in our oversight function, we discovered that they had a high vacancy rate. And we don't know up to now how far are they filling those vacancies, and what capacity do they have to monitor the funds that they will be transferring. So we think we need to get that information in turn from the department itself. You know, it's just unfortunate that maybe at management level we have to see how with this first quarter report, how we interact with portfolio committees. I think we must take a decision on how we will interact with them, because our program is tight, but at the same time there are serious issues that we need to engage with portfolio committees on. So I think we'll have to be creative in terms of how we're going to take these matters up. Up to now, I haven't yet conceptualized it, but I was thinking about it as you were raising. From time to time you were referring to portfolio committees that we will have to interact with this particular portfolio committee and that other one. Further comments? No, we were looking at page 1 to 4. Yeah. Is it 1 to 4? Actually, not 1. Yeah, 1 to 5. Yeah, 1 to 5. So, can we move?
Thank you, Chairperson. We are now on page 5, which looks at current expenditure of departments. And in this category of economic classification, you'll find the two main components are compensation of employees and the acquisition of goods and services related to employees. So it's small goods and services, things that are basically normally less than 5,000 rand. If you look at the table, it shows that thus far, during the first quarter, the department spends 20% of current budgets at the end of the first quarter, and the amount was 18.3 billion rand was spent thus far out of the total budget of almost 90 billion rand. The departments spent on average 6.4% in April, 6% during May, and then during June it increased to over 8%. If you look at last year's expenditure on current expenditure, you'll see that the amount for last year was lower than this year. The percentage then was 19.7%. I will add the figures there as well. I'll just add how much the budget was for last year and what the amount was at this point. The information that's available from Treasury is unfortunately very limited when it comes to current expenditure, because what they do is they just give you the lump sum amount of current expenditure and then the amount that was spent. And I think it's important for Treasury to give us, to break it down into, because there are only two main components, break it down into current expenditure, I mean, compensation of employees and goods and services for each department. So then we can see what the amount of money the department spent on compensation of employees, because what we noticed last year was that come the end of the year there's always under expenditure on current on compensation of employees, and then the department decided to move money to other line budgets. I will change this table. I think I'm going to change the table so that it looks like the one that we looked at, that we used in the total expenditure, where I will add another column which looks at last year's expenditure at the end of the first quarter and an expenditure per month as well within the first quarter. So what I've done is I've basically just given an overview of expenditure, of current expenditure by departments. There's no great detail here because the information is just not available at the moment, or wasn't available at the time of doing drafting this report. But if you look at the whole table, it shows that only two departments spent equal or more than the 25% of the budget for current expenditure, and that was the Department of Arts and Culture and Government Communications Information Services. The remaining 32 departments spent less than 25%, and then 21 of those departments spent less than 20% of current budgets. I don't, yeah. And then if we move on to table 3 shows you the departments that spend the highest percentage of the current budgets, and you'll see that government communication spend the highest amount, which is 28%, and then those departments are basically the highest spenders. And you'll see that only government communication information services and arts and culture spend more than 25%. Then the rest is lower than 25%, but it's there and thereabouts. So, at least those departments came close to spending 25% of current budget, which is for compensation of employees and the acquisition of goods and services. If you move down to the next table here, you'll see that the problems, if you want to call it problem departments, or the lowest spending departments of current budgets, where sports and recreation is the lowest spender. The only, even though if we looked at sports and recreation earlier, they spend more than 1 billion rand, which is a huge percentage of the total budget. But if you look at the current expenditure, which goes towards the staff, which is supposed to monitor the transfer expenditure and implementation at lower level of government, you'll see that the department only spent 10% of the current budgets thus far. All those departments, transport, there's education as well. This budget is supposed to be for the operations of the department. Even the education also spent a big amount of money during the first quarter, but the current expenditure was only 11% last year. I mean, in the first quarter, sorry. I've also added the amounts that these departments spent during last financial year. You'll see that last year the Department of Sports and Recreation spent 61% of the current budget, and they've already made a bad start at the beginning of the year. Transport spent 66% last year. It's just like they're doing it again. Education spent a low amount, and then housing spent, also understand the current budget, but not by a lot. And then Parliament is there again, and as you know, Parliament is basically the money that they draw from citizens, not spending of Parliament. Oh, with Parliament, those figures there is money that Parliament drew from Treasury and not spending by Parliament. Yeah, and then the last paragraph is just what I said earlier, where departments uses money at the end of the financial year to vary between different line budgets, where they shift money from compensation employees to other budget line budgets. So we need to then write to all of these departments to find out what the reasons are for these low levels of expenditure, and also we need to find out what part of that money that, for example, if you look at sports and recreation, has been 21 million thus far, but we don't know what amount is for compensation and what amount is for the acquisition of goods and services. That is the current expenditure.
Transfer
expenditure. It is money that obviously the national departments transfer to other institutions, public entities, or to lower levels of government. And once again, I've changed this table to include the 3 months and losses expenditure. If you look at the transfer expenditure during the first 3 months, 23% of the total budget was transferred, which is 47 or 48, if you want to round off, billion rand of 2.202 billion rand. So the biggest portion of national budgets are transfer expenditure. And if you look at the departments who transferred big amounts, you see that it is public works transferred 55% of the budget, education obviously is there with a huge amount that was transferred, and then public enterprises, like as we discussed earlier, is another big amount that was transferred during the first quarter. Then the highest transfer departments thus far, so for that table 6 looks at the highest transfer department is the Department of Public Enterprises, which already transferred more than what they received. Education transferred 50, labor 37, government communications 35, and then public works 35% as well. Here again, it's just a number that was given by Treasury compared to the transfer budget of the department. It doesn't break it down into where those money went to. It doesn't say that it gives you the B amount. The budget for transfers, it doesn't break the budget down, and it doesn't break the amounts down as well into where those money went to. So for now, I've got no idea what, for example, public enterprises, where that 1.24 billion rand go to, who it was transferred to. And then if you look at transfer expenditure for last year, you'll see that departments other than those four high spending departments, other than public enterprises, the rest of them all transferred about 100% of their transfer budgets last year. Only public enterprises transferred less than the total budget, or 10% less than the total budget. If you look at the lowest transferring departments, you have provincial and local government, who only transferred 5% of their budget thus far. I explained it earlier, where the department transfer every 4 months. Previously it was every 3 months, but it was revised last year to every 4 months. So it is part of the schedule where they are supposed to transfer every 4 months. If you look at those three departments, what they transferred last year, you'll see that transfers for last year, local government transferred 96% of the budget, public service administration 100%, and defense 100%. But once again, the amounts that this transfer here is just an amount given by Treasury, but I don't know if we're going to have to write to the departments or find from Treasury who those amounts were transferred to.
You can take your break, which will be the last.
Okay, capital expenditure during the first 3 months, only 11, which was again the lowest amount of money that was spent, only 11% was spent during the first three quarters. Even though you see that the total budget for capital expenditure for national departments is 6.6 billion, only 763 billion was spent thus far. You see most departments spent a very low amount of the capital budget, other than the Department of Communications, who Environmental Affairs and Tourism, who had a budget of 3 million, so they've spent 5 million thus far. The rest of the departments all spent very low amounts, and in agriculture as well, there's another high amount there of 64. If you look at the highest transferring department, which is on page 12, you see that Environmental Affairs and Tourism spent the highest amount on the capital budgets, and then sports and recreation as well, even though they have a small amount, not even a million rand, they've spent 902 for capital on the capital budget. And remember that this is capital, like equipment that the department needs and stuff like that. It's not for building stadiums or anything like that. That amount is part of transfer expenditure, which goes to provinces and municipalities or cities or cities. That is just for equipment. And if you look at the expenditure last year was very, if you look at it, it's very erratic. With if you look at it, those five departments, Environmental Affairs and Tourism only spent 83% last year, Sports and Recreation 26%, SAMD spent 109%, Agriculture 189%, and then SA only spent 77% of transfer of capital expenditure last year. Lower spenders thus far is the departments of arts and culture. Once again, they spend nothing. Transport is very low. Of the 41 million they have available, they only spend 396 million rand. Home affairs is, once again, home affairs has an amount of 726 million rand. They've only spent 11 million. And then parliament and minerals and energy also spent low amounts. Yeah, all these, we still have to find out what the reasons were. We have to write to the department for the low expenditure, especially home affairs, what the reasons were for these low expenditures on capital budgets. I mean, these sections, this is three sections that I went through now, current expenditure, transfer expenditure, and capital expenditure, still need to expand a lot. Still need a whole lot of information from different departments and National Treasury to form part of this document.
Yeah, thank you. I think what you had raised with regards to all the tables, the area table that you have given us, I think it's the better way to do it. Yeah. So follow the same technique or others. But which will, at the same time, after compiling those tables,
we must from time to time consider sports and recreation. Because remember we were talking about construction for stadium, the transfers that have been done. So as you make your analysis, you must take it into consideration. I think at some stage we must also take on board spending as per the adjusted estimates. You see, because remember the department always say that they didn't budget for those funds which are allocated in September. So I think we must also have, you know, microscopic view of what is their expenditure vis-a-vis what was allocated in the adjusted estimates. I know they always give reasons that we received money late in September. We didn't know that we would get that money, although they knew in advance. I don't want to make comments before members do so. So, any comments? Honorable Fox?
Chairperson, I want to just comment on the current to begin with. One of the things that's often worried me in our reports in the current or in any one of these forms of expenditure has been our reference and use of average. I have to sometimes ask myself what I learn when someone tells me that there are 30 departments and they spent an average of 6% or 7% or 18%. Really doesn't tell me anything. Doesn't tell me what's been delivered at all. There may be huge problems, but they spent an average of 6%. I think sometimes, even though what may have been a practice has been there, we may should ask ourselves, what purpose is it serving now? I don't believe it serves any purpose to refer to an average any longer. The other aspect here, Chairperson, which I thought was quite useful, the researcher had made a reference here to, you know, except these contributions, what was this here, compensation of this, over last sentence under current expenditure, the first paragraph. Goods and services cover all goods and services used by that and that, but prior to that, he would have made a reference to the kind of thing that it was. And for the fact that these are public reports, I thought that that's very useful. What does it mean, goods and services? Here and there we may try to remember that our reports are public documents, and exactly how does this transfer go? The reference was being made two or three times to the fact that compensation of employees either went to goods and services or vice versa. Line virements and this kind of thing. And people within Parliament itself don't even understand that. We may hear it. So it's just trying to get an understanding of what that meant. My last comment in this area, Chairperson, is education. A reference was made there that they were one of the lowest spenders or whatever, which indeed they are under current, about 12%. But I think we may want to contextualize that and ask ourselves, should we expect it to be low, given the expenditure, cycle of expenditure of education, which for the layman would sometimes appear to be in December, January, February, and not necessarily April, as in most others. And I think it will be important when we do refer to something like education, perhaps just to contextualize it. Can we accept that it's low? Maybe we should simply accept that it is low. It should be low in the first quarter and get a clearer understanding. So what I'm really saying is, can we, when we appraise these budgets, can we contextualize the figures against what would be considered robust budgeting for a particular department and its character? Your mic?
Honorable Fox, the low spending of education it has nothing to do with what's in the province. This is spending on current. It's staff at head office, you see, which means that the pattern must run almost the same throughout the financial year. Because others, like teachers, they are paid by the provinces. So they must justify, because that underspending when they are the high spenders on transfers, but on currency, it means that there must be staffing problems, high vacancies at head office, because those are the people who must also monitor the transfer payments. Remember that their budget, a huge chunk of their budget goes to provinces. So if they spend so low, it may give an impression that there's a high vacancy rate. And they must tell us. We mustn't make an assumption, they must tell us. And if there's a high vacancy rate, they must tell us how are they now going to monitor that the policies and funds are spent well. That's why maybe at the end of the year we'll find that we've got problems with the results, because metric results, because or other priorities implementation, programs implementation. That at the end of the financial year, even that they become aware that 1, 2, 3 has not happened, because they don't have people to monitor those functions that are being done by the provinces. So I think that they must tell us, like I have said, why is there a low spending, and they must just break it. But the other thing that you refer to of good and service, I think that thing should come out and come clear. What is good and services in? Because I mean, the way it's a layperson's response to say goods and services is goods and services that are delivered to them. Yeah. So it must be more informative. Because goods and services in one department would not be goods and services in another department. I thought I saw another hint. And when I take the hint, you must indicate whether it's transfers, whether it's current, or whether it's a capital expenditure. But it's also, whilst I'm waiting for the hint, it's also important to note that earlier on we talked about housing. And it's one of the lowest spenders on current expenditure, both education and housing. But housing, we had talked about it earlier on. And now, unfortunately, it's part of the lowest spenders. Yeah, and sports, remember? Who is doing the monitoring? If sports spending so low, 10%. Honorable Dambuza, I saw your hands. I've noticed you, Honorable Shnema.
Thanks, Chairperson. I think it's on the transfers, because I think it was said the current expenditure, because by its nature here, as it is presented, automatically it needs more inquiry. Then on the transfers, I'm having a concern on the Department of Public Service and Administration. If the members would recall that before we left for constituency periods, that was one of the departments that we earmarked to be called. Because if they can transfer, what transfers? You can come and inform us. What transfers are they talking about? Are they referring to? What was this funding for, and where did they transfer these amounts? But, yeah, as I'm saying, that I'm having a concern. And mostly the Department of Labor again. It has got more higher expenditure on the first quarter.
they need to indicate to us what was this for. Because I don't want to talk about the Department of Labor as what we're observing on the ground. So, but we need to get the information from them, directly from the horse's mouth. I won't talk anything about the water, as we've already talked about it. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Honorable Member. Yeah, I've noted you, Honorable Fox. Labor transfers also to the sector. That's 37%. Remember, it goes to the sectors. And they must tell us, labor must tell us, what value of money. Value for money from the sectors. What do we get? They must tell us. I don't want to elaborate on that. But, yeah. Because instead we transfer and the money goes to other people for investment. To invest and to misappropriate at the same time. So I think they need to tell us more on that. Before you check with the DPSA, check the ENA. To whom must the transfers go to? Yeah. To whom must the transfers go to? Whilst I'm asking to whom must it go to, I'm also thinking, you know, we as Parliament, we passed a bill last year on the creation, I think it's still here, on the creation of public service what agents. But anyway, let me not put my views. Because every time we've been asking, how does the DPSA coordinate departments in terms of implementing policies that are public service related and monitoring them? And what is, I know that there was a sort of a, I wouldn't say conflict, but there was a challenge between DPSA and Public Service Commission in terms of the DPSA creating this agency, whilst PSC, Public Service Commission, is supposed to have, you know, a monitoring role. And now they create an agency that must have monitoring role over the public service. And what's going to be the impact? That's why I say it's just unfortunate that it's the portfolio committee that dealt with police regarding that agency. But for us, it's a question of, is it duplication? And that duplication, how does it impact on the fiscus? How does it impact on the fiscus? Yeah. I think that's the question that we need to get responses for. How does the creation of that agency, how will it impact on the fiscus vis-a-vis the existence of the Public Service Commission? Yeah. I noted Honorable Fox. Yeah. Honorable Sir, did you raise up your hand? Because I think earlier on you did.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Just on current expenditure, it's just concerning that
the two departments where, you know, which plays a major role in the 2010 World Cup, that being transport and sports and recreation, are the lowest spenders, and were also very low spenders during the full financial year last year, only 66% and 61%. And, you know, I would like to suggest that the committee maybe, you know, has a look into that particular problem, because they are the people that should actually be spending the most money now, you know, to be ready for the 2010 World Cup.
Thank you, Honourable Member. Honourable Fox.
Thank you, Chairperson. Some of those transfers, generally and so on, that we've had, it would be useful. I see transfer payments to date are very, very broad. You raised this earlier about it could be just to anything. Could be to Paris Staple, could be to a different sphere of government, a problem, you know, the transfer orders are very broad to transfer. Would it be possible for us to, in these reports, to get some idea as to where this transfer is going, and so on, which would allow us then to ask the relevant question? On the capital expenditure, Chairperson, the same point that was made under perhaps goods and services and so on, we do have some explanation as to what's coming here. In the first paragraph, there is a note which says expenditure on goods such as items less than 5,000 are not included, or whatever, is it 5 million or what? 5,000. There's some little thing. But it's not just a question of the financial issue. There's also a question of what CapEx is in respect of certain items. We could ask ourselves, what is it? Purely a financial consideration that classifies CapEx? No, it isn't. There are many other considerations. There's the current and that kind of thing. So where does IT figure in this kind of thing, per se? IT shared between, if you like, departments and this kind of thing. Where is it? How is it categorized? Because I noticed that we're spending, if you look at the portfolio department's budgets, you see that there's increasing expenditure on IS, and it's really escalated in the last 5 years. And the amount of equipment that's just thrown out after 6 months' use, or high expenditure, we saw this with harness. And I think that we need to be asking departments, if possible, to try and provide us with a breakdown of what they are spending on this kind of thing, IS or IT or whatever it is. There's a lot of money, millions going in that direction. The last point here, Chair, on the capital side of things, is the point that perhaps we made in another meeting about infrastructure. Infrastructure is generally regarded as capital, 90% of the time. But it's not necessarily capital expenditure per se. And it would have been useful for us within this first quarterly report to hear from somebody in the field who's using a lot of the infrastructure, or even Treasury itself, if they could try and give us an explanation, a briefing on what the relationship is between infrastructure spending and absorption of labour. You know, what are we looking at per se? If we spend another billion here, how much, or what will the absorption ratio be here? Because that's one of our critical problems, is unemployment and poverty.
Yes, Honourable Fox, thank you. I'm just wondering if for a fact we cannot ask Public Works to provide that information. Because remember, they are responsible for extensive Public Works program. But they must provide us with that information. The others, I've just noted them that you have raised. Honorable Schlemmer. Your mic.
Well, I just want to concur with the statement that was made just now that there's two particular departments that are quite critical in the area of the 2010 World Cup preparations. That's sport and recreation and transport. Mm. And I think that certainly as this joint budget committee, in terms of expenditure patterns and the monitoring of expenditure, we do need to pay quite a lot of attention to those two departments. And so if we're considering, we were talking earlier of possibly having a session with housing and so on, I would really want to strongly suggest that in this, before we move on too further into the year, the remaining part of this year, that we do need to have an engagement with both transport and sport and recreation. You know, during the portfolio committee on transport service to the 2010 host cities, it came up quite a bit, was that one of the problems that the 2010 host cities were having, and some of them actually even starting to roll out their transport plans and so on, was the slowness in which funds were being transferred from the transport department. And that was having an impact. It was particularly highlighted to us in Itaquini, where they raised this quite strongly, that it was proving to be a problem with them. So I think it certainly gives justice to the need for an engagement with them. But in terms of capital expenditure, some years ago, the Department of Public Works came out with a document, in which they actually told us every single project in which money was going to be spent, whether we're building a new clinic or a new this or a new that. It was about 3-4 years ago, I think it came out. And perhaps what we may want to do is we may want to identify certain departments here, because I'm looking particularly at correctional services, safety and security, foreign affairs, etc. We may want to identify particular departments and say to them, look, can you tell us what are you going to be spending your money on? I mean, for instance, safety and security, I would imagine that 2 billion rand probably goes towards police stations, I would imagine. That's what I'm trying to assume. And if we're going to effectively monitor that, it would be helpful then if they could actually give us as a committee to say that 2 billion rand is being spent on 10 police stations, for instance. And if that's the case, then that helps us in our tool of monitoring as well. Otherwise, we're just looking at figures. We're not actually looking at a product that's delivered. So that's just a suggestion I'd make, is that we may want to identify, we can't take everyone, but we may want to identify some of the crucial ones. Say, you know, what is it that money is going towards, so that we then effectively monitor and track that throughout the rest of this financial year. Thanks, Chair.
Yeah, thanks, Honourable Mem. I think the point that we have raised is very important. The example that you have given of police stations have been equipped with motor vehicles. They've got a basic pool of vehicles that should be used for their oversight and for their work. But communities still complain that the police are not available. But at the same time, the police will tell you that they don't have enough motor vehicles. So I think what you are raising is very important, so that usually when you look at our reports, when you look at spending, police don't feature that much. It seems that they spend well. But yes, but spending well vis-a-vis output, the quality. Whilst people complain, whilst crime is high, but they spend it. I don't want even to say effectively and efficiently. They spend well, but the fact is, what do we get out of that spending? Yeah. What do we get? So, Honorable Fats, it means that Karen, No, but it's not you, people who must do it. We must take the decision ourselves. Which department are we going to target? So that they can provide us with that kind of information. And we monitor exactly. Yeah. If we decide that for 6 months we are going to follow up on a particular department, for instance, correctional services, taking up that old, I don't know what old thing it is of their prisons, construction of prisons, because we've been talking about it from time to time. So that we now start looking at it, that for this 6 months, we are going to look at, you must give us information about all these prisons that you are going to construct. How much in the first quarter you are going to spend on them, and how far will you have gone, so that when we start monitoring, we would exactly know. And as we do our constituency work, we'll even go to some of these projects during constituency periods to check how far they are. But I think, Karen, we need to, maybe in the next meeting, start that prioritization, actually finalize it. Yeah, come with a proposal to the committee, then we must finalize it in the next meeting. Honorable Fatsha.
I'd like the opportunity just to make a few general comments. We got a whole bank of reports here this morning, and some of them are very, very well classified and so on. And this committee has certainly for 3 years, and I'm sure prior to that, requested that we have a date on everything, on anything that's issued. Can we have a date on it? Number two, can we have a footer on it? Because after a while, all these things look the same. You can't even see some of the changes in them. And some of the documents we've received this morning have got footers, have got dates. But things such as the programs and the joint budget, the first quarter, it doesn't even use the word draft. Is this a draft or isn't it a draft? We're not aware of that. And I think the time has come for some of the points we've made, for something like 40 times 3, 120 times, for us to get effected.
Yeah, thanks for that whole name. I don't know. I really don't know, because this issue, we raise it, it's corrected the next time. Yeah. The snake, it wriggles up its head again. We try to kill it. It gets revived. Just like that. And these are some of the minor things that we need to be raising so many times. Really, honorable folks, we are not supposed. And remember that the last report we commented. Yeah, we commented the work that was done, that the issues that we had raised were finally incorporated. Now, it's again, I don't want to talk about too much about it. Yeah, I don't want to. But what I want to check is if there are further community members, we will raise them in the next meeting. But I think at least now we have an idea of the first quarter report and what more information do we need based on the first quarter report. Because I want us to move towards closing the item so that we look at the minutes.
We've been unable to get more than one person, and so there's no point in asking that one person to come to the meeting. So I must say that we did try everything, including raising it over the air in this respect. In terms of just a suggestion on a way forward, I know we've done a lot, and I think we've done more this morning very professionally than we've ever done before and politically in the morning, which does indicate that there's been an improvement in the first draft. I'm assuming this is the first draft. But what we could not crash if we don't get the second thing done, which you've requested over and over again.
follow-ups to the departments in writing, not simply picking up a telephone. And I want to suggest, Chairperson, that we implement a checklist with everything we have requested, the letters ticked off each time the letter has gone, fax, a follow-up on the fax, the date the follow-up was made, the reason why they're not responding. So when the researcher comes to the next meeting, he doesn't come and say, I don't know why they're not responding. I sent it. Who did you send it to? I can't remember. I sent it to. I think we want that checklist at the next meeting. And that it's quite clear who is going to send this off. Is it going to be the committee researcher, the committee secretary? Is it going to be the researcher? Because last time we had a debacle when the researcher said it was the committee secretary's job. And the committee secretary didn't know about it. So can we just make clear in this meeting, so that it's minuted, whose job is it going to be to do this, so that we don't have any delays and that the second draft includes all the points we've made?
Yeah, thank you, Honourable Member. The letters and the checklist will be done by the committee secretary. But what the research will do is to indicate some of the issues, you know, the issues, so that the secretary can write the letters. They will just highlight the issues that with this department, this is what you must raise with them.
Are you getting that deadline, Mr. Chair? And what are you saying, that the church has delivered
that morning? Today, it's Tuesday. It must be provided tomorrow. Tomorrow, and you must indicate that it must be provided tomorrow, so that you write the letters tomorrow. I think from when we leave this meeting, you will be in a position, because you must have a standard letter that goes to the department, so that at least by tomorrow, before we go for constituents, I can have a look at them and go ahead to send them off. But in the checklist, that must be included, that letters were actual information from the research was supposed to be available. When did the letters leave? When did you receive the response? So that we can also check the time that the department took before they can respond, so that when we analyze their response, but at least we will know. When can we expect responses from the department? Can I have, before I give you interest, when do you want information from the department? Remember that there's no public service right now. Yeah. Honourable Fox.
Chair, now if I look, I'm just looking at the programme for our next meeting and when we can expect that. We're going to be away next week, for example, on this training. So it means we tend to get back round about the 20th of August. And I think, Chair, as you've already indicated, the research is going to be away with us. So if the paperwork was done this week, meaning today and tomorrow, a follow-up could be made on Friday. And it's possible then for us to begin to see the department sending their material back next week. But while the researcher is away and the secretary, it would be useful if they could make use of external facilities to follow up on which departments have sent material and which haven't sent material, so that a further follow-up could be made, so that we could have in our hands at least the report on Monday the 20th, so that they'd be able to produce that report on Friday or as they go along, because I'm assuming, Chairperson, that they will be taking their laptops along. and they have access to their emails. I'm making an assumption here. So we should have that on the 20th of August, not any later. And we can then go into committee.
Yeah, Honourable, I think the standard practice should be that every month when we, every time when we deal with these reports, the departments must respond within 7 days. Because actually they have provided the information to National Treasury. So they are not going to dig for the information. They already have the information. So it must be 7 days. But that 7 days, Karen, also included as part of our work operations, so that at some stage we would send sort of a memo to the department that this is what we want. Either, yeah, we will see the mechanism of either we go via government, I mean leader of government business to raise it, or either financial treasure, but put it down as one of the checklist that we will need from the department. But it should be standard practice that they must respond within 7 days. They have the information.
Sorry, Chair. I'd like to just ask a question basically on these specifications about the on the letters that are going to be sent to the departments. I believe that on our side we need to also make a study of the deliberations of this meeting so as to assist the secretary on the information that is required from this particular department. And of which, if I hear you correctly, you are saying that all of that should be done by tomorrow. The first draft of the letters that are going to be sent to this particular department, I'm not sure if I heard you clearly. By Wednesday. Alright.
Peran, did you want to comment?
I just want to alert the committee, well, to a number, I have a number of announcements, but on this particular issue, in terms of the program, the committee is meeting again on the 28th of August to discuss the first quarter report, which is, I presume, by which point the departments would have responded and by which point the researchers could have integrated those comments into the report. Then on the 7th of September, which is a week later approximately, is the adoption of the first quarter report. So that meeting, it would be a question of then discussing what the inputs were and if there were then further concerns following it up. I just wanted to alert members to that. That's the way the program was structured. But if you have, if I could just raise two other issues related to it. I just want to alert the committee to the fact that the meeting on Friday the 10th, this coming Friday, with the FFC has been postponed to Tuesday the 21st of October, of August. So that there won't be any meeting on Friday. Thanks.
Chair, you see what I'm concerned about. We've adopted that approach in the past, and we have found our feet stuck in the concrete thereafter. Now, from my side, certainly as a member of the committee, the last thing I wouldn't want to see is brinkmanship in terms of getting this report done. We've had brinkmanship with every quarterly report on the basis that we've got 2 and 3 weeks. And then, while we are on the point of doing it, we can't even get photo stats. So I think that putting the pressure on, if the departments have not responded by next week, Thursday or Friday, you at least have an opportunity to move on them. If you start setting yourself extended dates, where is your contingency plan going to fall? Where is it going? It's going to go further 2 weeks forward. And that's what happens all the time. There's no project management in the research department at all. And I think the time has come for project implementation of reports. So can we have follow-ups? The research should be able, and with the committee, to contact the chairperson and say we're having problems, and should say that on Monday. But not try and now stretch forth, because on Monday and Tuesday we can begin to do something, and the chairperson herself may find herself or the MANCOM obliged to pick up a phone to someone to expedite the matter. And then you will have 2 and 3 days to process this. But not if we do it the other way. If we say the 28th and there's a problem, what are we going to say thereafter?
Yes, that's why I said I'm sitting short of time frame. So that the department will not have the luxury to take such a long time. But also that it's better to do something if the alien strike whilst it's hot.
Okay.
Yeah. Especially that they have information. They have submitted information to National Treasury that this is how they spent in the first court. Yeah. They are not. We must be the ones who are struggling because we don't have dedicated people, you know, in different sections of JEC to look at that information. But they have it in the department. They have it. So the only thing, like I said, from your side, these are the issues. For this department, these are the issues. In preparing, we must have a standard letter. Then in that letter for this department, she includes 1, 2, 3. This department, and not necessarily long letters. He and, you know, to the point, this is what the JBC wants from the department. Clarify us on 1, 2, 3. I saw Honorable Schneeman's hand.
Chair, just a request then, that because I imagine this being the first draft that we've discussed today, there's going to be a second draft. Mm. My request would be, I think the 28th of August is a bit long to wait for that second draft. So I'm wanting to make a suggestion that in that week of the 21st to the 24th of August, either on that Tuesday or on the Friday somehow, because I see the Tuesday is still talking about to be advised, it doesn't seem to be too firmed up at the moment. I'm suggesting that maybe on that Tuesday morning that we should be presented, and even if we can allocate an hour to briefly go through the second draft, rather than wait for the 28th, because the 28th is getting too late. Yeah, that's what I'm suggesting, Chair.
I think everybody's agreeing to that one. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and striking against, and who will be the leader of the strike? Members, I think I must bring the meeting to a close before, because it's already 2:01. But at the same time, I would request you to go through expenditure trends report, this report. Yeah. I've gone through it. Remember that before we went on research, we said it must be provided to us. Yeah, I've gone through it. I have comments, not through the whole document, but at least through part of it. And I have comments, so I would ask you to go through the report. Thick, and we will finally make it a small report. So once you've gone through it, make comments, notes, so that in the next meeting, when we look at it, we will, you know, work somehow faster, because it was supposed to be presented to us last week and it was not possible. So, Karen, before we finish,
Chairperson, maybe if we are finished, I just want to just alert members that there is lunch in the old assembly restaurant for them, if they like.
And members, we will meet next week. We will meet next week in Pretoria. We will meet next week in Pretoria. Because Friday we are not meeting. It's Constituency Day. We are not meeting on Friday, so we'll meet next week. Honorable Schneeman.
Just the logistical arrangements, because you say we'll meet in Swali, but
the Swali River.
But where and so on. I mean, is it Monday night or Tuesday morning? For me, just because the message I got yesterday from somebody was this: "Where are you going?" And I think it was the first I heard about it. But you know, I just need to know logistical arrangements. Thanks.
Karen.
Okay, thank you for that. We're still in the process of finalizing all the logistical arrangements because they were still, because of the nature of the Joint Committee, there are problems in terms of getting authorization from the houses, both houses. So that, until that is absolutely clear, we can't finalize the logistics. So I understand that it's very late. But at the same time, what's most likely to happen is that, because this is an initiative of the Finance Committee, so depending on obviously members' individual requirements, we are trying to align all the arrangements with them as close as possible. And I understand that they're leaving on Sunday evening, because the first briefing, the first interaction is on Monday morning. So they're flying in the evening. That's just the general arrangement. Other members have, special arrangements. They're flying at certain times and so on. So that's probably what's going to happen generally. But I need to obviously confirm and clarify it with the presiding officers as soon as possible. Thank you.
You say that Monday, the first interaction.
Monday or
Tuesday? It's Tuesday.
Get our committee secretary to do a clear clarification and email all of us. Just have a running email so that we get clarification on this, and then as soon as possible get the clarification on whether the trip has got the green light or what.
Yeah, there's no need to respond to that. You will inform the member. What I just want to make you aware of, members. When we went on recess, we thought that 2 weeks before we came back from recess, you would have the information, confirmation actually, because remember we agreed before we went on recess about the visit. So that was our expectation. So we expected that by last week, everybody would be knowing the arrangements, everything, even information would have been sent to you, either through fax or email, but that's what we expected. The unfortunate part or a challenge is that this is a joint committee. And we struggled, and we are still struggling, for the other house to do confirmations. From the National Assembly, not members of the house, but from the powers that be. From the NA side, everything, there wasn't any problem. Everything went on well, but with the NCOP, that's where we came across a challenge in terms of the approvals. And this is the usual routine that we always have. But I'm going to make a follow-up today. I'm going to make a follow-up so that this thing can be speeded up. But it's one of the challenges that...